Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This morning, kind of a strange situation. There's some pretty nasty stuff out in the Gulf and extending on onto the coastal, lower coast areas, but north of I-12, I-10, even south of that, north of Highway 90, things are looking good. It's kind of like there's some kind of a system holding that bad weather down, but offshore it's pretty nasty out there, especially when it comes to the winds. Got some mixed squalls in there, and down in Shell Beach, they're a little bit on the edge of it, probably just a little bit north of it. Let's find out what it looks like, because Robbie Campo is perched right down there at Campo's Marina. Hey, Robbie, good morning. What's the weather situation looking like there for you guys?
Well, Don, we have, I just looked at the buoy. Yesterday, the buoy was shut down due to the government shutdown, but today it's back up and running. So maybe they got their stuff straight. I'm not sure. But anyway, it's 22 knots this morning here at Shell Beach out of the east northeast. I just looked at the radar. The rain is right on by the Long Rocks, between the island and the Long Rocks. I tell you, Don, no water on none of the highways coming in yet. The water is high. It's on the docks. We are hosting Valero's tournament, ninth annual fishing rodeo today. We have a bunch of captains going out. I don't see many fishermen turning in yet, but that, usually at this time of the year, we don't start seeing those guys until around the 6 o'clock hour. But I tell you, today you're definitely red fishing if you're fishing. You're going to have to stay back up in the interior marshes. You don't have to worry about getting stuck today, because that's going to be out. The water's in the grass. It's, you don't have to worry about, hitting anything in the back of that stump lagoon. You could just about go anywhere you want today. Magnolia Lagoon, I tell you, Don, if I wouldn't even fish today if it was, but look, I fished Tuesday. I went with Captain Giacomo Tuesday. I fished behind Bayou Sioux back there, behind Blind Bayou, and we caught some reds back there. They weren't stacked up. But I tell you, Don, this just may make some things happen after this is over with these speckled trout. And the question I got asked this morning, well, is there still going to be trout on the outside when this is over with? Of course there's going to be trout on the outside still. You're still going to catch fish over in that, in that Bay Elwha area. You'll even catch them at the islands. You'll catch them at the Long Rocks. But this may help some of those transition trout, because it's blowing and it's high. The water's high and it's got a really good incoming tide. And, this just may help some of the transitioning trout make that push coming in. We did catch a couple the other day on Tuesday, and I can tell you that they are, outside fish because they're long and skinny. Don, they you know, anywhere from that 14 to that 17-inch fish. So, you know, we haven't seen that trout around here all summer. So, yes, there are still plenty throwbacks in the inside here, but nevertheless, things are going to start happening here. And, you know, in the next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In the next couple weeks, it's going to happen. It's bound to happen. I know it is. And I think we're just going to have a terrific fall.
Well, good luck to the people fishing in that Valero's tournament. You know, they got a lot of things committed. It's all set, so they got to go, you know, and it's going to be some high water. But, you know, Robbie, I think this is really the first saltwater surge, the tidal surge that we've had this whole summer season. And it's a natural occurrence. You know, that's why they have tropical storms and depressions, because it brings salty water in, it brings bait in, the fish follow it, and then the fish spawn and head back out again. It's part of the natural process. Next week is the St. Bernard Catholic Church rodeo going on down there?
Yes. We're hosting that one here. This will be the last rodeo of our the fishing season for Campos. You know, and we have many throughout the summer. You know, starting the spring throughout the summer. But next weekend will be it's called Fishing for Faith, and we have tickets here for it. You know, for that rodeo, I don't know how much they are exactly. My sister is more involved in that than I am. But if you come down here and you're interested, just go see Miss Kathy in the office, and she'll hook you up with whatever you got to get for the Fishing for Faith rodeo. Another thing, Don, this Thursday, October the 9th is the Ducks Unlimited St. Bernard Chapters Ducks Unlimited Banquet. If anyone wants to attend that, it'll be at the Val Reese complex. It's always a good time. You know, if you want to come out, come see me. I'm going to be there. So I'm on a St. Bernard chapter. So you could come out here and, if you never met me before and you want to meet me, well, come on out.
You'll be signing autographs, huh?
No, not signing autographs, but I'll be shaking hands like a politician, and I'm not one. So,
thank God.
But anyway, I'll be there. Yeah, right.
No kidding. One last thing, Robbie, before you go, is it's not too early to start reminding people about the Flounder closure. You know, that's going to be on Wednesday, October the 15th. Flounder's shut down. It's going to be a no-keep situation. So we got to remind people, don't want anybody getting in trouble.
Exactly. We got the notification from Wildlife Fisheries. I tell you, Don, you know, I think since they've been doing this, it has brought the flounders back. Flounder season, they caught a bunch of flounders down in Venice this past, which in this last month here, they did very well. September was good. And, you know, the first part of October here is also pretty good over there. But I do think that needs to be looked at again and maybe take that off the table, because, you know, that's my opinion only. That's my opinion, I think. But, you know, wildlife fisheries, usually when they set something in place, it stays there for a very long time. But I think that needs to be relooked at, because I don't believe we have a shortage of flounders anymore. I think our numbers are pretty good.
Yeah, and there's probably nobody sees more fish coming across the dock or talks to more fishermen about what they catch in southeast Louisiana than you do. You see an awful lot of them. And so your opinion is very, very valued. Now, the only thing is, I don't know if they're hamstrung by waiting until they have another stock assessment before they're allowed to do anything by law. I'm not sure about that. But, yeah, you talk to most people, and the flounders definitely have taken a little bit of a rebound. Whether it's enough yet to eliminate this fall closure, I don't know. But it's a critical 6 weeks because, man, that's when the flounder fishing is normally the best.
And it is, Don. And, people don't know what I saw during BP, and when they were spraying this Corexic out there, and how many fish were dead, and how many flounders were in it. It was staggering. You just can't imagine the miles of fish and tide lines that I ran and seeing what I, you know, what these eyes saw. It's unbelievable, man. And I thought we were going to be. I thought we were going to be fishless in South Louisiana, but they have made a great comeback, and I think it was due to this closure, because this is the time of the year they spawn. So, I think it was a wonderful thing that they done, but I think it needs to be relooked at, because they did make a real good comeback.
Absolutely. Thanks for the report, Robbie. As always, have a good weekend. We'll check in with you next Saturday.
Yes, sir. Talk to you next Saturday. Bye-bye.
There he goes, Robbie Campo. Yeah, a lot of people believe it was that core exit, which was the dispersant. It did take a toll on flounders because it covered the bottom. It was driving the oil down to the bottom. And of course, that's where flounders make their living, is certainly on the bottom. And from inshore to offshore during the spawn, and I also believe that core exit took a toll. But the flounders are back, and that is good news. Hopefully we'll be able to lift this temporary closure that we see annually. All right, we come back after this. Going to tell you what went on with an encounter between two recreational fishing boats and a pogie boat, and your opinion on what, if anything, should be done in part of fishermen to try to put a stop to it or either further restrict it. We'll be back to do that right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.